Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Faith That Functions with Pastor Gordon Naumann.
Hello everyone. If you are just tuning in, this is Lutheran Radio UK. Welcome. You are about to hear yet another episode of this series called Faith That Functions. Today we're going to look at Isaiah 62, verses 1 to 5. This is the text for the second Sunday after Epiphany. From the English Standard Version, our text reads, "For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not be quiet, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness, and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your righteousness, and all the kings your glory. And you shall be called by a new name, that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be deemed desolate, but you shall be called, My delight is in her, and your land married, for the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you." Trust, but verify. That was the wise maxim of a world leader from the relatively recent past. We all do this in a way, in our various relationships. We trust our parents implicitly until, as teenagers, we start to check out what they really know. And sometimes we think we trust our friends, but we don't tell them everything either, lest for the same reason they embarrass us. We trust our employers to a degree, as well as our business associates, but perhaps we know some who might let us down or stab us in the back. Is it not the same with politicians? Trust, but verify. That's why we have private investigators, police officers, restaurant inspectors, the news, media, of course, second opinions from doctors, spy planes, spy satellites, and MI6. The fact is, we trust far less than we verify. Yet we highly value trustworthiness and reliability. We spend much of our lives trying to convince others that we are true and reliable, don't we? We spend a great deal of time, effort, and resources trying to prove we are worthy of others' trust. Why? Because we, like everyone else, sinfully fail to be worthy of others' trust. Is there anyone we can trust? Well, hopefully, yes. Spouses, a husband or a wife, the person with whom you are or really should be the most intimate. In a marriage, we should have a trust that needs no verifying process. It is by its very nature fused with trust. This is why it would be silly to gossip about one's spouse, let alone others. Not at work, not in the home, not in church. Nowhere is this to be done. In fact, we should try to put the best construction on things at all times. When this happens, our voters' assemblies will never be a neutral area for a dreaded battleground or lynch mob scene, for which, if that kind of thing did exist among us, I wouldn't be surprised why most people would choose to avoid them. Thank goodness that isn't our problem. But let me just put the scenario out there. Someone speaks of someone else within our Christian community. If it is something negative, it can become an infectious disease, and we should put up a sign on the church door saying unclean. It is something which we must ask ourselves constantly. Are we trustworthy? Or does the world around us correctly deduce that we are morally bankrupt like the rest of them? You see, it's okay for them to be immoral. They don't pretend to be saints. But that is what we declare. We are saints. So how do we come to that conclusion? Trust but verify. Like the world, we often verify, and it isn't easy to be persuaded to trust. Of course, it's not about us. That's the great part. That's why we praise God. Because it's about how He always does both perfectly. Again, it is for the sake of His believers that God the Father entrusted His only Son, the baby of Bethlehem, with men, Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah. He came to live a perfect life for all of us, the only man without sin. He was the only one we could depend on, Jesus, to be trustworthy. We know that he never failed his Father in heaven, what he requires of you and me, of all people, Jesus fulfilled. And through his death and resurrection, Jesus then made it possible for us to be forgiven. We were then absolved through him. The damning guilt of our sin and shame for being untrustworthy was reconciled to God through Christ's holiness. And now he has made us and all mankind perfectly right with God. In so doing, in making us righteous before God again, we are given unquenchable faith that God, the Holy Spirit, can make us righteous men through baptism. That is God's version of trust but verify. You are listening to Faith That Functions with me, Pastor Gordon Naumann. We'll take a break now, and when we come back, we will continue with more on what it is to be in a right relationship with God. It is much like a marriage. It takes hard work, and the most important thing you can be is faithful. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. I'm Pastor Gordon Naumann, and this is Faith That Functions.
If you like what you're listening to, then let your contacts know about Lutheran Radio UK. Use the Spread the Word function on our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Alternatively, you can write the emails of your contacts in the Tell a Friend field at the bottom of our main page, and we'll send them a personalized invitation to listen. Help us to proclaim the good news of Christ by telling others about Lutheran Radio UK. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and we will keep you right up to date about our programs.
The British Lutheran is the magazine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England. Published 6 times per year, it looks at topical issues as well as local and international Lutheran news. The magazine also provides a forum for viewpoints and opinions that help us all consider what following Jesus means today. If you would like a free copy of the British Lutheran, contact the ELCE Central Office in Cambridge on central@lutheran.co.uk and ask for a copy to be sent to you. The British Lutheran, the magazine of the ELCE.
Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. We hope that you are enjoying our program because it's all about Christ and to all God's people.
Before the break, we were talking about how we can trust in God 100% as the faithful spouse to take care of his bride, the church. And though he doesn't need to, he verifies this time and time again. If you, the listener, have any questions or comments, send an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Back to the message. Actually, God rephrases the term trust but verify to trust and verify. Because the Son of God, Jesus of Nazareth, trusting fully in his Father's care, has verified God's love for us with the most absolute, objective verification possible, his cross. In Jesus' cross, the untrusting, weak in faith, and unbelieving world can clearly see God entrusting himself to us, even if just theoretically. The only thing stopping them, those who don't believe, is their shallow view that somehow death doesn't affect them. They'll worry about that when it comes. Or they're just too angry with God at the moment to think about it. But I'm not going to get into those cans of worms. The fact is, one day all men will see the truth. Not only will they be able to see the truth, they will be able to hear it. Once upon a time, the grand announcement was made by Isaiah, "For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. And for Jerusalem's sake I will not be quiet, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your righteousness, and all the kings your glory." The first 2 verses of our text. For all the world to hear in the scriptures of the prophets and apostles, God shouts out, verifying his word, for all to hear, and especially for those who believe, his invisible church, Zion, the good news of the salvation of mankind. That verification, which was so wondrously displayed on the cross, now reverberates from his empty Easter tomb. God's gracious, merciful promises of his righteousness for believers through his Son's crucifixion are sure and sweet, and so proven in our Lord's resurrection. And that does make for the kind of relationship we long for, the kind in which we can trust without verifying. It is the kind of trust we long for in our most intimate relationship, marriage. That is precisely the relationship God has now established with you by Jesus' full, once and for all, verified death and resurrection. You shall be called by a new name, Isaiah writes in our text, that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate, but you shall be called My delight is in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young man and a young woman, so shall your sons marry you, and as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. Jesus' life, suffering, his death and resurrection has verified once and for all that we are perfectly right with God. We're holy, just as if we had never sinned. And as the vow before the wedding altar states once and for all time, a commitment we can always trust, God has also taken just such a vow. And God does not break his promise. That's the good news. We are the bride of Christ, full stop. And as such, we are never forsaken, never desolate or lonely. And so, married to Christ, we are also the Lord's delight. And like a husband who for all the years of marriage continues to speak gently to his wife, constantly reassuring her of his faithfulness, Christ our bridegroom constantly verifies his forgiving and saving love for us. He does this in his word and sacraments. He does this when you read your Bible at home privately. He also does this through you when you proclaim his sure, sweet promises of forgiveness and saving love from his cross in all your daily words and deeds of mercy. That's your way, because it's also the Lord's way. We may appear to this world to be death warmed over, most to be pitied for trusting a fool's promise, but God says better. In fact, he rejoices to shout it out, like a proud father and as the bridegroom himself. For the Lord delights in our marriage, a most trusting relationship. Yes, this relationship you can always trust, because in the vow he made at that altar of his cross, it's been forever verified. Amen.
You've been listening to Faith That Functions. The podcast of this program, as well as previous episodes, are available for download from our website, lutheranradio.co.uk. My name is Pastor Gordon Allman. I serve a lovely congregation in Cardiff, Wales, and you can find us at stdavidcardiff.webs.com. Thank you for listening. If you want to hear more, then tune in next week as we again delve into the richness of God's Word in the next episode of Faith That Functions, where we will again find out what the text meant for the audience of its time, who Jesus was speaking to, and what it means for us today. Let us discover together again the wisdom of Scripture. God bless you, and I look forward to speaking to you soon on Lutheran Radio UK.
Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Check our program times online at lutheranradio.co.uk
and stay tuned.
All of our programs are broadcast on Greenwich Mean Time. Look up our website for the times in your region.